Rafer.
Yes, Kristen.
I'm going to ask you a question today.
Okay.
I frequently ask you questions, but this is a very, very important question.
All right.
When you're expecting, what should you expect when you're expecting?
Well, as you know, I've already expected.
Yes, you've expected twice.
I've expected twice. I expected. I take as if, you know, as if I did the expecting. And you mean the gestation period itself?
Or immediately thereafter. But
see, I'm the wrong person to ask for all the bodily changes and things, right? I could tell you what my wife went through, although she probably wouldn't appreciate that on the air to all of our listeners.
Well, let's just list off some
but
things.
I will tell here are some things you can expect. You can expect, I think, a lot of discomfort, a lack of sleep. I think you can expect nausea.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes with husbands too. And, you know, I think really more than anything is just sort of general exhaustion. That's what I expected, and I'm still expecting that. Now I'm expecting that to end. When will it end?
As you know, I've never expected before.
Right.
I'm not expecting now. But when I think about what to expect when you're expecting, I think of J-Lo bending over chairs gratuitously to show her butt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think about Elizabeth Banks being very, very pretty.
Okay.
And I think about Brooklyn Decker in a bikini.
Okay.
For no good reason, just in a bikini.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, these are just a few of the things I think about. I think about Cameron Diaz dancing.
Yes. All right. Well, all right. Well, you got all that.
And the most important thing, food trucks.
Yes, food trucks.
These are just a few of the things. Obviously,
all right.
There's a lot more.
Well, you got all those things in the new movie, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Woo-hoo!
Based on the best-selling maternity guide. First published in 1984, I think it was. The thing's been around forever. You can't believe it took them this long.
I love when nonfiction books inspire fiction.
I know, when plotless nonfiction books become movies. That's a whole other podcast.
That is. But obviously, we're talking about this movie today, and we have some special guests to talk about this movie with us.
We do indeed.
But before we get into all of this, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer. Before we get into what to expect when you're expecting, do you want to say what today's trivia question is?
Yeah, and do you want me to, I thought you were going to do the trivia question.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to do it. All right. So,
and we'll say the answer to last week's trivia question at the end of this podcast.
All right. So, let's say our trivia question for today. Which actor from Downton Abbey, that runaway hit from the UK, which actor from Downton Abbey starred in the film She's Having a Baby?
Yes, another pregnancy film.
Yes, a very famous one. All right, so
5717 movies.
That's the
line. Call us. Maybe we'll play your answer on the podcast. Give us a ring. Tell us what you think.
Excellent. So, and then let's start off then by talking about a summary of what to expect when you're expecting. As you were saying, based on the best-selling pregnancy guide. Oh, boy. I admit, I've never had a baby, but I've read a lot of that book.
Do you think you can squeeze all 10 main characters into a one-minute summary, Kristen?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
There are five couples, J-Lo, Cameron Diaz, Anna Kendrick, Elizabeth Banks, Brooklyn Decker. All of them are expecting with their husbands who are in support or not quite in support or not quite husbands, going through the ups and the downs, the swollen feet, the nausea, the happiness, the highs, the lows, all of that with a lot of reality TV mixed in.
Yep.
And lots of winking at itself as far as being a modern movie, not just based on a guide.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. So that's what I'm going to say about that. Oh, also,
okay.
I should mention the support of other halves. You know, we have the wives, and then we have the husbands.
Yes.
The dudes in the movie, the dude crew.
Yes.
Of all the husbands include Chris Rock.
That's right. Chris Rock, Chase Crawford, Dennis Quaid
as the
older
Dennis
father.
Quaid. Yes.
Who else? Who am I missing? Rodrigo Santoro.
And then
that's
some,
all I can think
and then
of.
Some guys whose names.
Oh, Matthew Morrison. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Matthew Morrison from Glee. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up a certain tone from you, Kristen, but I'm going to let that I'm going to let that lie for the moment, and I'm going to introduce our two guests. Indrani Sen, who is the editor of Voices of New York. That's a website out of CUNY that showcases ethnic, immigrant, and community press. Welcome, Indrani.
Thank you.
And her husband, Clay Chapman. Author, so writer factotum, author, playwright, but I guess what we should really say right now is that you've got a children's book coming out, The Tribe, on Hyperion.
Yes.
Good morning.
That's more relevant, I guess, to the subject at hand. they are expecting, which is why we brought them on the show. I'm breaking two cardinal rules of journalism here. One is to not bring your friends into a story. Two is to not bring other journalists into a story, but I don't care about that. They're both expecting. They're smart people. And we figured that they would have something interesting to say about the film. So I'm going to withhold my judgment for the moment and ask, I guess we should defer to Indrani first as the one who's carrying the actual child, not you, Clay. Here's my main question about this movie. So this is what I'm going to call one of these like census-based comedies, right? Where they try to like spot a demographic shift and then build a story around it and see if they can somehow catch you, the viewer, and get you in there somehow and make you recognize yourself on screen, right? So like the 5-year engagement strikes me as that kind of movie, mm-hmm. right? Everyone's getting married later. They keep postponing their marriages. Let's see if we can get that idea on the screen.
It should be noted that Rafer hated that movie.
I hated the 5-year engagement. That's true. Also, another movie with food trucks in it, as was Think Like a Man.
Yes.
Remember? Think Like a Man.
The third
movie this year that had food trucks in it. We may ask you, since you have also written about food in your life, we may ask you about that later.
Okay.
But first, did this movie speak to you? Did you recognize yourself on screen?
I have to admit, it totally did.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah,
I felt
completely, you know, that kind of demographic net that you're
yes.
talking about absolutely hauled me in.
Okay. And,
was there a certain mother that really jumped out to you?
I'd like to say that I was like, you know, the one that was constantly glowing and wearing
the Brooklyn Decker
inch,
character, you know, yes, yeah. right.
In a bikini.
Yes.
Actually, no. None of the mothers really. I didn't particularly identify with any of them. But
okay.
I completely was just with them on every. You know, I think it was very. It's a very slickly made movie.
Yes.
You know, I laughed at the jokes. I cried several times.
Indrani, you cried really
several times
during the dramatic awesome. Hospital scares.
I don't want to do any spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
But,
all right.
But you know, yeah, there were several weepy moments.
Wow, the weepy moments
yeah.
got you.
Hormones. Okay. That's the hormone.
You know, I mean, right now I cry in like commercials. So.
Right. Okay. There you go.
But yeah, I was completely taken in by it.
Okay. That's okay. I'm okay. Interesting. So it seemed to me when I was watching the movie that what we had were so there's Cameron Diaz and Matthew Morrison who play.
A reality TV couple.
Yeah, they're on separate shows. She's like a fitness guru. He's a celebrity dance-off type. And I feel like they were kind of there to represent the double income, career-minded power couple, right? Not
mm-hmm.
not necessarily to be like reality TV people, but to represent sort of the higher income strata or something, right?
I also felt though that they were trying to appeal to the celebrity baby craze.
People
are obsessed with celebrity babies. They have their own website. They have their own magazines.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was kind of tapping into that whole celebrity baby thing.
Are there like magazines devoted to celebrity babies? Is
yes,
that true?
Yes, there are.
Okay,
there,
that's
there.
Creepy. All right, so it seemed to me like the sort of average couple was Elizabeth Banks and Ben Falcone, who, right, the sort of middle class, normal, difficult, you know, she's having a hard time physically, like I think most mothers do. They seem to be kind of like the every couple.
Did and you she's get that? Going in with big, big, big dreams.
Right, that's right,
she's,
that's right.
She's really into products like My Breast Friend. She
right,
really
yeah.
expects things to be
because
perfect.
She runs a maternity shop,
yes.
right.
I mean, they're all pretty elite, though, these characters. I mean, there's no one that's financially struggling in
right.
this movie. Really, I mean, I guess, you know, there's some financial struggle with the J-Lo couple.
That's right, with J-Lo. That's right. She's a photographer who's losing one of her, a freelance yeah. photographer who's losing one of her accounts.
But none of them seem particularly strapped.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, I think the Elizabeth Banks character was supposed to be the sort of every woman. And
right.
She certainly did the kind of the most comic heavy lifting in the movie.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I think probably is the most skilled comedian.
Right.
Of the women in the movie, for sure.
And I think a lot. So there's one thing that I think people have seen in the trailers, which is the scene where Elizabeth Banks is getting up in front of not a mommy's group, but sort of like a pregnancy convention. She's been asked to be a keynote speaker. And she gets up and she starts out with this little card that says, oh, what is it? Pregnancy's glow is like 2 scoops of angel kisses. And then, tosses the card and says, I'm going to say it. Pregnancy sucks. And then goes on to list her problems. Did that get a laugh out of you? Did your heart go out to her? Did you feel like you were being spoken to in that scene?
I'd seen it in the preview. So,
right.
And yeah, I think I'm not quite in that stage yet of the pregnancy.
Okay.
I liked the contrast more than anything else. I mean, then there's her and her much younger stepmother.
Yes. Right.
Who's having this completely glowing, stress-free pregnancy.
Right, perfectly hemispherical belly.
Yeah. I think that that made me laugh, but it wasn't so much that I, related to...
That wasn't like a stand-up and cheer moment for you, necessarily?
Not so much, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in a couple months.
Yeah, okay. All right, so then I think the next question has got to go to Clay, because I think the movie, as you were saying, Kristen, the dudes group... In the movie, big
the
part
dude
of the
crew,
big
yeah.
part of the movie, right? So, and I think again, like much like Think Like a Man, this movie is making like a clear play to get the guys to come in and see this film and not just be a chick flick, right? They're gonna get that tent pole as wide as they can and get everybody in there. So, you, Clay, here's the dudes group led by Chris Rock. A lot of talk about this is the safe space, the man space. Also a lot of talk about kind of welcoming... It's Rodrigo Santoro who plays the guy who's sort of the new addition to the crew. J-Lo's husband, right. A lot of talk about not necessarily hazing him, but trying to kind of prep him for the nightmare to come. How did those scenes grab you?
You know, I got to say, I think this is a horror movie. I think this is... I think this movie is made... I kind of missed the deft hand of like a... Gary Marshall or Carl Reiner. Like this was that strange kind of ensemble comedy that it almost felt like a Lars von Trier film where okay. I think I was just aware of how my emotions were being exploited as a very vulnerable father to be.
Yes, okay.
I've never succumbed to a film like this because I've never been in this particular position.
Right.
So
I'm guessing you as we should note that Clay is a horror fan, a horror film fan. I'm guessing you don't see a lot of ensemble rom-coms.
Yeah, I mean I am a horror fan, but this is a whole new level of horror. this is the real-time horror that I'm scared to death already. Like my kind of petrified level are pretty high at the moment.
Right.
So to go see this film, it almost kind of tamps those kind of emotions even further into some kind of combustible element. And I'm
so did you feel like the film was did you feel like it was like actually raising your blood pressure and making you feel like, oh my God, what have I gotten into? Or was it just more like, what is this horrible movie I'm watching?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I mean, I think that the checklist of like, we're going to talk about circumcision. We're going to talk about,
yes,
it seemed to go through every kind of bullet point of what to discuss. Yeah, what to expect. I just felt as if I was somehow, this movie was made for me this year. Like every year it seems like this movie comes out and it's just, half of them star J-Lo. But,
right.
For the most part, it's if you can hit that target of like, we expect this number of people are going to go see this movie this year because they're pregnant.
Right.
It's going to be for them. And it just so happens that this year, this is my movie. And
right.
I get Cameron Diaz and Elizabeth Banks and Chris Rock.
And a little bit of Chris Rock. Yeah. Not actually that much Chris Rock, we should point out.
When he's on, he's there mostly for comic relief.
Oh, yeah.
He's not there a lot. He's just there to help alleviate the the stress of the circumcision talk you just
and
had.
He does have two children in real life, so that and it seems pretty clear that he's been sort of gathering material, you know, on this on that subject.
And he's a sage in this movie. I mean,
yes.
he's the guy who's like, you know, let it it's going to be all good. It's all good. And I kind of appreciated that.
Right. Okay, so there was at least one moment where you felt that the film was, you know, kind of doing what it was supposed to do for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrani. I see Andrani lifting her finger.
Yes.
She needs
yeah.
to say something here.
Well, because I think that it was interesting when Clay and I talked about it afterwards, and I think we did really, it sort of hit us, the demographic thing really worked for us, because he found Chris Rock to be very full of wisdom and kind of that was his takeaway from the movie, whereas I found those parts a little bit trite.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
And most of the movie was about with the women's point of view, which
yeah.
Clay found completely trite.
Right, so right.
It was strange. It's strangely kind of dead on for us.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's funny.
Well, Chris right. Rock. Chris Rock was basically saying, "You can drop your kid, and it's going to be okay."
Right.
So that was a relief to me. To you know, I'm keep thinking of this kind of precious, fragile, delicate thing, and Chris Rock is like, "Don't worry about it. Kick it around. It'll
and
be okay."
And I will tell you, Clay. Right off the dresser, right off the changing table.
Yeah.
Right off the changing table, onto the floor. My younger one may have actually bounced off an open drawer and then onto the floor.
Oh
I'm not sure.
God.
But it was ugly. Everything was fine. He's fine. So I will tell you that. That's actually true.
They're soft.
All right.
They're bouncy. It's all fine. Yeah.
All right. So, Kristen, you as someone who is not in this situation, not facing this whole dilemma, did you feel like this movie just sailed over your head and like just ignored you completely? Did you feel like it was
still
funny?
It was so hard to follow and so intricate. No, it was. You know what? I loved it.
Did you really?
I just loved it.
No
yeah.
kidding.
I loved it all. I also, like Andrani, I laughed and I cried. Yes, I did.
And
you know that hokey giant guy behind us, the one who looked like a linebacker who
yeah.
was cooing through the whole movie
yes.
and he was actually sobbing at one point? I was making fun of him, but he was me.
But that was
I was
you.
That linebacker
that
sitting
was
behind
you.
Us.
I'll
in the
be
movie.
Darned. I'll
I loved
be darned.
It.
Okay.
I thought it was totally enjoyable. Yes, I was being manipulated, which I know Clay hated, but I was being manipulated and I loved it.
That is so
I
funny.
I loved it the whole time.
Look, I
know how you feel, Rafer. Look at that.
I'm going to say to you that while I did not do any weeping in the movie, you know, especially a movie like this, you know, sort of a breezy, lighthearted, you know, rom-com about pregnancy, you know, when there's some sort of little hospital emergency, I just kept thinking, are you really asking me to get all worried that someone is going to die in childbirth in this film? I don't think that's going to happen. I feel pretty calm. I feel pretty assured that no one in this film
it
is going
totally
to die.
It could have
so
happened, and
we
all would have learned an important lesson.
I was not wringing my hands during that, but I will say, I actually did like this movie.
What?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was. I thought it did exactly what it was supposed to do. I felt that there was a kind of a level of. Kind of a sincerity to it, which I think Clay is probably horrified to hear. But
he's shaking his head right now.
I think there was a certain. While it was calculated for sure, I didn't feel that the movie was necessarily that manipulative or pandering for the most part. And I felt that it was a lighthearted, mostly fun and funny romp with a lot of good people in the cast, and the supporting players I thought were actually the best part about it, right? Chris Rock, all the people, Thomas Lennon and the dudes group, those guys, I thought a lot of those guys were very funny.
Elizabeth Banks' assistant
who has been in a couple other films that I've seen, who's very funny.
Bridesmaids was her last big role. Yeah,
yes, she was in Bridesmaids. She was in something
Britain.
Before that as well. What's that?
She was from Little Britain, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know that one. And I'm sorry that I do not have her name with me, but she was very funny.
Rafer, anyway, I am just shocked.
I
could have sworn I heard your eyes rolling back into your head
nope.
multiple times throughout the movie.
I mean, they did that too. mostly during the scenes with goofy Chase Crawford and Anna Kendrick, who I thought were the least
okay, I have to
the
agree.
Least interesting and least compelling part of the entire film.
I have to
film.
Agree. I could have done without that. So when I said I loved every single thing about the movie, bad, I could have
you
taken
could have
her
done
left.
Without that.
Yeah.
All right.
But overall, I'm going to say this is an awesome date.
All right. I'm going to say it's a perfectly good date. And, okay, before we restate the trivia and give out last week's answer, I do want to ask Andrani very quickly, what is with the food truck thing. Three movies in 1 year, and it's not. And this
in
is only the
month,
first half
actually.
Of the year.
It's like one
almost
month.
1 month. Yeah. What is the deal?
Well, it's definitely. I think it's definitely a sign that this whole food, you know, foodie thing, kind of food as the new rock, food as the new art, food. It's definitely jumping the shark.
Yes, right? I know. That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, once you've spotted this thing in three Hollywood films, you know it's over, right? I know. All right. Well, there you go. Three movies. So it was Jason Segel in
Five Year Engagement
who drove the taco, the converted ambulance into a taco truck, 9-1 Yum.
I love that.
All right. Then there was Think Like a Man. Michael Ealy decides
handsome.
To do his, sexy
I'll
Michael
buy whatever
Ealy.
He sells from that
well,
truck.
So he starts his own truck. And then we've got Cheesy Rider, Anna Kendrick's truck, and Chase Crawford's is the Great Big Pig. And as the studio was quick to point out to me, and I'll just pass this on to you, the listeners, Anna Kendrick's truck has her own Twitter account.
Wow.
Cheesy Rider with a Z. Go to it. I'm sure it's vastly entertaining.
Wow.
So there you go. So, Kristen, do you want to restate the trivia question?
Yeah, absolutely. So our trivia question is, which actor from Downton Abbey starred in the film, the classic film, She's Having a Baby?
All right. And then that's, again, 571-7-MOVIES. Call us with an answer. Last week's trivia question, the name of that actress that we played?
It's like a voice in a dream I cannot place. It comforts me when I am alone.
And who is that, Rafer?
That is none other than Winona Ryder.
That's
in
right.
Dracula. You wouldn't know it, would you?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't know it.
All right, Kristen, till next time.
Next time.
When we were having our first baby, the wife said to me, maybe we should have this child the natural way. Without drugs or medication, but in peaceful meditation, we'll start this child out on its merry way.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.
We're having a baby the natural way. We're having a baby, and we're happy to say this child will enter into life in sweet tranquility, the way the old folks did it all down through.